This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. And modularity, that helps as well. They are very modular. Tacticalholsters.com. As the November 8 election is looming, finally, outside of the gun community, the alarms are finally being raised about a Hillary Clinton presidency and its potentially destructive impact on the Bill of Rights. We see the Wall Street Journal piece that's coming out, the National Review piece that's coming out. Both never Trumpers, the both of them. The Journal piece published October 21st took Clinton to task for remarks about the Second Amendment and the Heller ruling during the last presidential debate. Headlined Hillary's New Constitution, the piece noted that Clinton claimed to support the Second Amendment, while also arguing for reasonable regulations as had been challenged and overturned by Heller. And they reminded readers what Mrs. Clinton calls reasonable was an outright ban on handguns. The D.C. law allowed the city's police chief to award some temporary licenses, but not even the police officer plaintiff in the case could persuade the district to let him register a handgun to be kept at his home. Anyone who did lawfully possess a gun had to keep it unloaded and either disassembled or bound by a trigger lock at all times, ensuring it would be inoperable and perhaps useless for self-defense. As Scalia wrote for the Heller majority, few laws in the history of our nation have come close to the severe restriction of the district's handgun ban. If Mrs. Clinton supports such gun restrictions, then she thinks an individual's right to bear arms is meaningless. If the justices she appoints agree with her, then they can gradually overturn Heller into a shell of a right and restriction by restriction, even without overturning the precedent. The National Review article, published back on October 6th, reminded readers that the Second Amendment is one Supreme Court justice from repeal. That justice could be the replacement for the late Justice Scalia, author of the Heller ruling that the Clinton lady finds so objectionable. This reminded readers that right now there are clearly four Supreme Court justices who are committed to the absurd view that the operative clause of the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed, doesn't actually mean the right of the people, and therefore doesn't encompass an individual right to own a weapon, even for self-defense. They went on to warn, if Heller is overruled, then the regulatory state, in all of its immense power, can launch a systematic, undemocratic effort to deter gun ownership, even without true confiscation. The appeal of regulatory action is obvious. A Democratic president can use his or her left-wing bureaucracy to implement a host of regulations without an act of Congress and then veto any legislative effort to undo his or her reforms. It's easy to imagine the regulatory possibilities, regulatory action against ammunition, public employee rules creating gun-free employment communities that prohibit or greatly restrict private gun ownership by public employees, aggressive regulatory action against various types of ammunition, OSHA rules that require employers to restrict employees' gun rights on work safety grounds, self-proclaimed progressives seem, quite eager to erode the Second Amendment, apparently believing that gun ownership is the mark of a modern Neanderthal. They count on other people with guns to protect them, but turn on those very same people, law enforcement, when they use those guns to actually shoot somebody. That's why they carry them. Sometimes they have to shoot somebody. And they're already turning in their ballots, using opinion poll results allegedly to discourage conservatives from voting, too. Conservatives, unfortunately, and gun owners, very unfortunately, can be our own worst enemies at election time. We seem invariably eager to fight amongst ourselves. And we lose sight of the ball. And in this case, the ball is a big bullseye, and it's centered on the Second Amendment. Okay? If you believe the Wall Street Journal and the National Review, then a Clinton victory November the 8th will mean a direct hit on the cornerstone tenet of the Bill of Rights. Now, this infighting that we seem to have, I see it in the industry, and I see it a lot in the advocacy. Although, the advocacy like Larry Pratt and Eric Pratt of Gun Owners of America, they're lifetime members of the NRA, if you didn't know that. And they constantly get out there trying to do things with other people. But it doesn't seem sometimes like everybody gets on the same page. There's no concerted effort. And one thing that I have noticed about a lot of advocacies is that if they didn't think about it themselves, they will not employ it. Which it probably has to do a little bit with ego, you know? But that's the truth. We're too eager to get in the middle of something. I'll give you an example. I was a member of a group on Facebook. And my objection to what was going on in the group, this was a group of supposed gun patriots. And there was one member that is running for office. And he perennially runs for office. Every time there's something open, he's running for office. And knowing what I know about politics, anytime you let a politician or a wannabe politician get out there and use your platform to promote himself, then he's going to claim support from you. When that moment comes, he may wait to the last minute to where you cannot refute that, but he's going to claim support. Here's the other thing. Knowing what consultants do. Consultants, one of the things that they do is called opposition research. So if this guy's publishing all of these campaign things on this Facebook page, right, they're going to find it. Even if it's a closed group, they will find it. When they find it, these guys are publishing lists of names, and they've got the state built up into zones and all this other stuff, and they're going to have that. They're going to have that. And when I saw that, the first thing I thought about was, it reminded me of that scene in the original Red Dawn, when Ron Neal, you know, the guy that played Superfly, he was the Cuban colonel. And he's telling the Russian to go to the local gun shops and find the form 4473 for everybody that bought a gun. And then they're going to know. They're going to have names and addresses of where to go. So whenever you're leaving a trail like that, that's what that can lead to. And when I brought this to the attention, it didn't get into a big thing. I simply said, I'll be leaving you. And he was very sorry for that and everything, and that's fine. I don't even know if he knows what I do, but I don't think he does, as a matter of fact. It may just be numbers. But everybody that I know that was a member of that group, I contacted them as well. Because there's just some things that I just think are dumb. And that's one of them. Infighting is bad. We need to really keep our eye on the prize. And we would do very well. We would do very well if we did. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed it is. Let me check something right quick here. You might hear me all over again because it just seems like the...
Assad regime.
There it is. Okay, it's playing anyway. Seems like the video feed is just having problems again tonight. Anyway, enough of those issues. Investigative reporter James O'Keefe. He is admittedly a repeat offender. Project Veritas, of course. Over and over again, he has committed the old-fashioned gumshoe journalism. And much worse than that, he has gone after targets that have grown fat and soft and corrupt from years of media protection. During this process, he has embarrassed the mainstream media and enraged their political allies. And now the whole lot of them wants his head to experience their collective angst. You only had to watch Anderson Cooper's CNN panel discussion on the morning of the Las Vegas debate. Subject at hand was the Project Veritas video that showed Democratic operatives bragging about how they incited violence at Trump rallies. And although CNN felt compelled to report on the story, 5 million people had already seen it, Cooper and his colleagues were more disdainful of O'Keefe than they were of the two dirty tricksters already fired as a result of his video. Cooper introduced the videos by sniffing at O'Keefe's less-than-stellar reputation for accuracy, and as inevitably happens, he cited no examples of O'Keefe's inaccuracies. Then he turned the task over to CNN investigative reporter Drew Griffin, who promptly upped the libel ante by referring to O'Keefe as a discredited conservative activist. Once again, there was no effort made to prove the discredited label, or the conservative one for that matter. O'Keefe has never endorsed a candidate or taken a public position on anything more controversial than free speech. And although some of his stings have misfired, no one has ever discredited any of his reported stories. The same cannot be said for CNN political contributor Maria Cardona. She insisted that he has zero credibility in the panel discussion that followed Griffin's presentation. He's the one who did the doctored videos of Planned Parenthood, which were completely false. He's a criminal, right? Then in less than 30 seconds, Cardona undid her own reputation for accuracy, however dim that may have been. For starters, pro-life activist David DeLaden made the videos in question. And as to whether those videos are false, those who had stomach enough to watch his fifth video would surely beg to differ. Shot at Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast in Houston, this video shows a clinician with a Valley Girl accent picking through a tray filled with the parts, a lung here, an intestine there, of a fetal cadaver. In this lengthy, unedited segment, she calmly discusses the viability of these parts for resale in the fetal tissue market. Earlier in the video, the director of research explained on camera how baby part commerce helped Planned Parenthood with the diversification of its revenue stream. DeLaden should have won a Pulitzer Prize for his work. Instead, the Harris County District Attorney colluded with Planned Parenthood to arrest him on a charge of tampering with a governmental record, namely using a fake driver's license to get into the clinic. But a judge later dismissed the charges, but Planned Parenthood had its talking point. Since fake criminal videos hit, they tweeted on April of this year, politicians in 24 states have tried to cut patients' access to Planned Parenthood. I still got a problem with Planned Parenthood, okay? Simply because women don't go there to have their backs worked on or their ankles looked at. They go there to have abortions. That's all. That's all. That's the only reason they go there. So, Maria, you don't know what you're talking about. No one in the major media has anything like that track record. Okay? And we're talking now about James O'Keefe. He should have won a Pulitzer Prize long ago. His undercover work of his fledgling organization led to the collapse of the community organizing cartel known as ACORN. Earned him praise from Chris Christie for his work exposing corruption in New Jersey teachers' unions. Forced the resignation of major players at National Public Radio and led to the reform of voter laws in New Hampshire. All of this before he turned 30. But as David DeLayden discovered, however, when a citizen journalist dares to expose a protected institution, you're risking reprisal from the government and, even more disturbingly, a rebuke from the major media. January 2010, O'Keefe and a few of his colleagues learned this the hard way when they attempted an impromptu sting in New Orleans. They'd gone there to investigate corruption within the city's public housing. But while in New Orleans, they decided to see whether Senator Mary Landrieu's office had been refusing to take calls on the senator's Obamacare vote, as Tea Party activists believe. So to test this, he decided to pay the senator's office a visit. At the security checkpoint, O'Keefe and his two colleagues actually showed their actual driver's licenses. They were dressed casually, headed up to Landrieu's 10th floor office, and took a seat. A few minutes later, his two cohorts arrived wearing hard hats and reflector vests. They were supposed to tell the staffer manning the desk, "We've gotten complaints that the phone lines were tied up and no one could get through." They were hoping the staffer would say something like, "It's those tea baggers tying up the line, but we're just ignoring their calls." So stalling for time and hoping for the desired response, the faux hard hats started talking about examining the phone closet. And they ended up speaking with the fellow in charge of building maintenance, who sniffed out their con in a minute. The fact that they had no tools was something of a giveaway. O'Keefe had captured this admittedly amateur sting on video. This would have proved how innocuous the whole enterprise was, but when a squad of federal marshals, gun-drawn, arrested him and his pals, the jump drive with a video on it was confiscated, never to be seen again. After a night of squalid uncertainty in jail, O'Keefe and his crew were signed out on bond, showing their colors. As soon as the media heard of the arrest, they pounced. Yeah, well, they could not, you know, they were happy. They called the affair the Louisiana Watergate, given the youth of the defendants, Watergate Jr. So, it's interesting the way the media responds when you go into their backyard and start messing with them. Most of these guys that are, like, I'm not in television, so if I were to show up and say I'm media, they would be jumping in front of me and, you know, trying to get sort of rough, which would be real interesting, which is why I don't go to those occasions. And you notice that I've never had to make bail. But that's just the way it works. Did you know that there's a coup going on in America? We're going to talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Yourself Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and the class act of a warranty. Check them out. There's a very, very funny LifeLock ad where you've got these four masked bank robbers that burst through the door and yell for everyone to get down. And this woman on the floor looks up at a bank guard and she whispers to him to do something. The man says, "Oh, I'm not a security guard. I'm a security monitor. I only notify people if there's a robbery." And then he looks over at the armed robbers in the stocking masks holding a hostage and looks back at him and goes, "There's a robbery." Like the security monitor, Americans are passively observing a robbery. The theft of the Republic. We're witnessing in real time an insurrection, a coup d'etat. Now, the definition of coup d'etat is to change or is change in government by illegal or forceful means. Like Hillary Clinton illegally seeking the office of president. If you look at 18 U.S.C. Chapter 101, field and citing the records and reports, Item B, whoever having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing, willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both, and shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. Guilty. Hillary Clinton is guilty of that. So there's that. Then there's the fact that Hillary's guilty of perjury, destroying evidence, obstruction of justice, and that whole pay-to-play thing. And I know she hasn't been charged, much less convicted of those crimes, but that brings me back to the original point. She wasn't charged or convicted because the FBI and the DOJ served as accessories after the fact to cover up her crimes and enable her to avoid prosecution. And the FBI flat out took a dive. The Department of Justice tried to be more clandestine. But that Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch meetup on the air, you know, on the airport tarmac, that sort of, do that, you know, that got caught on video. The meeting might have been to influence Comey, but more likely to dot their I's and cross their T's on the upcoming non-indictment. So we have a woman, Hillary Clinton, who should be in jail, but is instead cruising on her way to the presidency, a Justice Department that openly assists in her cover-ups, and a complicit media that hides all of these facts from the public. Evidence of collusion, criminal acts, and cover-ups. If it looks like a duck, if there's smoke, you know, where there's smoke, where. But you know what? Today I'm just a commentator. Today I'm not a freedom fighter. That may have to come tomorrow. By myself, I can't stop a coup. Like the bank monitor on the LifeLock ad, I can only tell you that there's a coup going on. There's a coup. Now, for most of us, this should not be a surprise because this isn't happening in the shadows. It's in our faces. Crime and collusion and Banana Republic stuff we've only heard about are the new norm. And the conspirators go about their dirty work as though we were not even there, oblivious to the public scrutiny. Hillary has laughed off questions of a potential indictment since the beginning, sneered at suggestions that her scandal might keep her out of the White House. Even more frightening than her confidence that she won't be indicted is her unshakable faith that she'll be elected. She's not concerned about the coming election. She doesn't campaign or hold press conferences. She has few rallies. It's almost as if she doesn't really need the votes. And that's probably a good thing for her, too, because Hillary proved in the primaries that she really can't get the votes. She had to cheat to beat Bernie Sanders, a 73-year-old socialist, out of a win. She had to tamp down Bernie's supporters' passion and enthusiasm and force them to accept her stale, depressing message. The truth is, a large chunk of the Democrat base doesn't like her. In fact, they can't stand her. How's it possible, then, that she's winning? Because that's all we're hearing, right? Hillary's winning in a landslide, has a monumental lead that can't be overcome. She's shown to be winning because the media is with her. Or should I say with them? What was once a free press is working hand in hand with usurpers to engage in sedition and open treason, to defeat Republican nominee Donald Trump, and to oppose a sick, evil woman, a criminal, as our new leader. Now, to accomplish this goal, the press uses wartime psychological operations, Soviet-style propaganda, and they gaslight to deceive and confuse and disrupt and demoralize the enemy. That would be me and you, by the way. False flags, one of their techniques, stage events where the perpetrator is concealed and another party blamed. That was the James O'Keefe videos that showed the Democrat operatives bragging about how they start the stuff. Then the media, once the guys from the Democratic side showed up to start the violence, and they blame Trump for the violence. Then there's shock and awe, the method of displaying overwhelming force or impressive technology to intimidate or demoralize an enemy. These are the polls, the political experts who tell us it's all over. Her leads are insurmountable. There's not enough time for Trump to catch up. There's no mathematical way. Then there's propaganda, which includes name-calling, manipulated statistics, and other techniques. The media's favorite is the bandwagon effect. That tactic appeals to people's desire to be on the winning team. We hear that voters are abandoning Donald Trump in droves and Hillary's running away with the election. And then there's gaslighting, and this is their most insidious tool based on deception and false information to make us doubt our own perceptions, our sanity. The media show Trump getting trounced while they withhold more current data. They dismiss as anecdotal, and that's the new buzzword for meaningless, empirical evidence that points to a Trump landslide. Yard signs, bumper stickers, massive crowds, unprecedented enthusiasm. Their experts tell us the overflow cheering crowds mean nothing. They don't translate to anything. And how many times must they tell us that there is no voter fraud? Yet O'Keefe has a video with a Democrat operative explaining how to accomplish mass voter fraud. And there's mounting evidence to confirm voter fraud on a pandemic scale. Psychological warfare leaves its victims feeling off balance, feeling, you know, full of self-doubt, isolated, and less likely to fight for our candidate. This is the damage that our media and government inflict on their own people. The free press that we have depended on to expose corruption, ensure fair elections, protect democracy. They're now part of the corruption, rigging the elections and defeating democracy. Our protector has turned to an assassin. Now they huddle with the left to plot their end run on democracy, and it's a sprint to the finish line. How far do you think they'll go? They're going to go all the way. I can see networks calling the race for Hillary, even though they know it's based on fraud. I can picture Ryan and McConnell and Obama and our entire government and media telling us we must have a peaceful transition, that we can't question the results under any conditions. Because they're already doing that. Now they're setting up in case of a Trump landslide. We could get fake election results by Russian hackers, they say. There will be no peaceful transition of power if they lose. They've infested the government at the highest levels to co-opt our national media, and they now hold the keys to the most powerful government on earth. We're going to finish this up when we get back. This is what we're facing. This is what's coming. In, what, 12 days? What is today? What is today? Not even, yeah, 12 days. 12 days. We'll be right back.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Don't even have it potted up. G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed, quality, indestructibility, and modularity. Check them out. Talking about the coup, the quiet coup that's going on. Talking about this contagion of this virus that infects our government. They're not just going to hand over the keys and go quietly into the night. They're going to fight every inch of the way. So the question has to be asked, how do you stop this? There's only one path for us to succeed here, and that would be Trump. He's the sole reason the cabal is having to fight back, and any other Republican would have been on their own. They would have been a non-threat at this point. But Trump is an outsider, a true outsider, a general leading the revolution. He's a fighter hanging in there through daily coordinated attacks, slander, and smears. And he needs a landslide in this election, enough votes to overwhelm the fraud, to stymie the media's phony narrative. And in the primaries, he used a boxing analogy, said he couldn't win by decision because if it was close, they would cheat. He needed a knockout, and he got it. He knocked everybody out. And in the end, it's up to the American people to deliver another knockout on November the 8th. At this particular moment, I've done all that I can do. I can't stop the coup. I'm like the bank monitoring the LifeLock ad. I can only notify you if there's a coup. There's a coup, by the way. I have not seen... Daniel, are you still there? I was just wanting to find out if we knew about Mike Pence's plane. Coming out of WikiLeaks, we saw a very meaningful release. And this one was so big that the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the other MSM pilot fish are devoting lots of space to it. In it was a 13-page memo written by Doug Band, defending his overlapping roles as fundraiser, agent for Bill Clinton's speaking fees, honorary chancellorships and other cash-generating activities and honors, and hustling founder of a big bucks consulting firm, coincidentally signing up clients who are also donating to the Clinton Foundation and hiring the former president via Band's solicitations. The Band memo came as an outgrowth of Chelsea Clinton's horrified response when she discovered how Band, an obvious grafter, you know, in her opinion and mine too, maybe, was lining his pockets. Joseph Tanfani of the L.A. Times noted that in 2011, Chelsea Clinton had written Podesta saying it was time to professionalize the foundation's operations and complaining that her father had heard of multiple examples of Tenio hustling business at Clinton Global Initiative meetings. This led to a formal inquiry by a white shoe law firm, as James V. Grimaldi and Aprita Das wrote in the Wall Street Journal. Two chief fundraisers for the Clinton Foundation pressed corporate donors to steer business opportunities to former President Bill Clinton as well, according to a hacked memo published by WikiLeaks. The November 2011 memo from Douglas Band, at the time a top aide to Mr. Clinton, outlines extensive fundraising efforts that Mr. Band and a partner deployed on behalf of the Clinton Foundation, and how that work sometimes translated into large speaking fees and other paid work for Mr. Clinton. What work would he do? Just exactly what kind of work would he do? That's my question. Mr. Band and an associate introduced top corporate executives to the former president on the golf course and elsewhere, and then asked them to contribute money to the Clinton Foundation or attend the Clinton Global Initiative, an annual foundation event. He wrote the memo to lawyers at Simpson, Thatcher, and Bartlett, who were reviewing the Clinton Foundation's activities and links to Mr. Band. The Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, had sought the review because she worried that Mr. Band was hustling business for his consulting firm, Tenio Holdings, at the Clinton Global Initiative. Now, keep in mind that Band was, in effect, writing a legal brief, an argument that all was kosher in his mixed and obviously potentially overlapping roles at Tenio, at the foundation, and as a fixer. But the disputes continued. Through that year, emails show with Band carping about Chelsea Clinton's involvement, at one point calling her a spoiled brat and pushing back against proposals to separate the foundation activities from business dealings. Then he finally resigned from the foundation this past year. The extent of commingling of activities for those multiple roles is mind-boggling. Even Rosalind Helderman in the Washington Post wrote, Band described in the memo how he combined his work for CGI and Tenio. He wrote that he had used a hotel room upstairs from the 2011 CGI meeting to meet with Tenio clients. He also acknowledged giving free CGI memberships to target Tenio clients being cultivated as potential foundation donors. Memberships generally cost $20,000 a year. Tenio, meanwhile, named Bill Clinton its honorary chairman. Clinton had been initially tapped for a 3-year arrangement in which he would provide advice to Tenio regarding geopolitical, economic, and social trends. According to a separate June 2011 memo that he wrote to the State Department seeking ethics approval for the former president's employment, Bill Clinton was paid $2 million by Tenio. According to Man of the World, a book written with the former president's participation by author Joe Connison. But Chelsea Clinton has always been sort of looking at this with a jaundiced eye. It's very interesting because this shows the kind of infighting, because they're a money gathering behemoth. That's all they are. That's all they do is gather money, and there's so much money coming in that they've got people coming in, and like this cat Band, he's sitting there as working very close with Clinton, but he's running this consulting firm, and he's running the Clinton Foundation, and he's doing something with the Clinton Global Initiative, and he's selling memberships to all of these people, and he's paying Clinton to do something with Tenio and all this other stuff. I don't even know how you keep that kind of stuff straight, and I'm still trying to understand what an ex-president does. What kind of work does an ex-president do besides get up there in front of a mic and go, well, you know, when I was back then, the geopolitical situation, you know, that's what, is that it? Is that all they do? Not all is happy in Clintonland. There's just apparently not enough graft to go around. The feelings are hurt. The day Mrs. Clinton's mother, Dorothy Rodham, died in 2011, Chelsea Clinton emailed John Podesta. Dud called and yelled and screamed at my dad about how could he do this, which was a reference to the internal scrutiny going on at the foundation. My mother's exhausted and we're all heartbroken, but we need a strategy, and my father needs advice slash counsel. Mr. Band has said the exchange described in the email never happened. Mr. Band, who helped Mr. Clinton build the foundation, clearly felt irritated by Chelsea Clinton's stream of implications that he had padded his own pockets from his work for her father. When Chelsea Clinton, using a pseudonym, Diane Reynolds, that she also sometimes used to check into hotels, sent Mr. Band a complimentary email in January 2012, he forwarded it to Mr. Podesta and Ms. Mills. As they say, the apple doesn't fall far, he wrote, a kiss on the cheek while she's sticking the knife in the back and front. That sort of sounds like the Borgias, doesn't it? That doesn't sound like a U.S. president, a former U.S. president, a wannabe U.S. president. Chelsea looks like, sounds, absolute. Well, I mean, wow. What fun they must have at Christmas time, and the holidays are on the way. Can you imagine what it will be like at the Clinton household? Because this is really all about Hillary getting her vindication so that she can pay back Bill by being president. She fully intends to make his life miserable. That's what it's all about. She said it back in, when he was president. She said, I'm not like some little woman who's going to stand by her man. But she's done it up to this point because once she becomes president, she won't need him anymore. Tomorrow, it will be Rob Morse and Paul Lathrop. I'll be back on Monday. I'll be training tomorrow. I'll be training for the film. So it's never been about gun control, folks. Never. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.